السلام عليكم ورحمة الله وبركاته.
وعليكم السلام ورحمة الله وبركاته يا شيخ.
الله الرحمن، كيف الحال؟
الحمد لله بخير يا شيخ.
إن الحمد لله نحمده ونستعينه ونستغفره ونعوذ بالله من شرور أنفسنا وسيئات أعمالنا، من يهده الله فلا مضل له ومن يضلل فلا هادي له. أشهد أن لا إله إلا الله وحده لا شريك له، وأشهد أن محمدا عبده ورسوله صلى الله عليه وآله وسلم. أما بعد، أبوك إذ الداء والدواء بأي الإمام أبو عبد الله محمد بن أبي بكر رحمه الله دسكلاس رفاتهم أس ابن قيم الجوزية رحمه الله. This Imam attempts to explain to us رحمه الله how does the individual come across and achieve success in this dunya? How do we become from the people who are not held down by sinfulness? How does the Muslim get protected bi-idhnillah from the shackles of the evil repercussions of his sins? Someone has a lot of sins. In one of our classes recently, we were mentioning that sins are zunub. They make the individual become someone who, when he speaks, he errs. When he stands up, he errs. When he walks, he errs. He finds everything difficult in life. He turns left, right, is uncomfortable, because the mind and the body itself are suffering from the evil repercussions of sinfulness that he is drenched in. May Allah protect all of us. But one of the things that lands the people into this condition, especially when they just start that fall into the abyss of sinfulness, is that they think that as they continue upon sinfulness, they are depending on husnul dhanni billah, thinking and hoping for goodness from Allah. This thinking, they go on thinking. Someone is upon zina, for example. He continues upon it. Each time he is admonished or she is admonished, they say they are hopeful and positive with Allah without turning away and repenting from this evil act. The same thing you find some of the people, maybe they delay salat, maybe they don't observe the hijab as a woman, maybe someone drinks alcohol, maybe someone gets busy with gambling and all of this. When they are told one funny excuse by which the shaitan grabs them down to continue upon sin, is that misunderstanding and falsehood that they are hoping in and anticipating goodness from Allah. How can you be anticipating goodness? How can you be anticipating mercy? How can you be anticipating good treatment and rewards and recompense from Allah when your deeds are deeds of sinfulness? Al-Imam Ibn al-Qayyim said, rahimahullah, that husnu dhanni yanfa'u man taba wa nadima wa aqla'a. He said, husnu dhanni, we have read this portion that I am reading, and it is about two or three paragraphs away from the paragraph that started the statement that was cited by Al-Imam Ma'ruf Al-Karkhi. هي الإمام ابن القيم سد رحمه الله بسد حسن الظن ينفع من تاب وندم وأقلع. For hoping and anticipating for goodness and good rewards from Allah. The person that it gives hoping benefits is man taba, the one who repents, wa nadima wa akla, he regrets ever falling into that sin itself, wa akla, and then he stops the sin. Someone who repents, who regrets ever falling into sin and stops committing that sin, that is the one that is positive and hoping, anticipation of goodness with Allah. That is the one that has gained from it. If you want to gain from your saying that, you are hoping for and waiting for goodness from Allah. Oh Allah, I anticipate goodness from Him. The one that this hope is beneficial to is that one that taba wa nadima wa akla'a. He makes repentance. He regretted whatever he had done in the past. Wa akla'a. And then he stops committing the sin. Now you can hope for goodness. The Imam said, Rahimahullah, وَبَدَّلَ السَّيِّئَةَ بِالْحَسَنَةِ. That person hoping for goodness from Allah, he changes those acts of sinfulness with the deeds of righteousness. This person, yes, you should hope for goodness. Yes, you should hope for righteous rewards. He said, Rahimahullah, وَاسْتَقْبَلَ بَقِيَّةَ عُمُرِهِ بِالْخَيْرِ وَالطَّاعَةِ. After his tawbah, after his nadama, after his iqla', stopping the sin, and تَبْدِيلُ السَّيِّئَةِ بِالْحَسَنَةِ, changing a life of sinfulness, life of drug addiction, life of zina, life of telling lies and deceiving the people, the life of rejecting and not nonchalance regarding salat, the life of not wearing hijab, the life of pornography in the secret, and until recently, ikhwa, the life of asfifir, because you want to get rich, because you want to get a job, because you want a particular placement in your place of work, you get involved in cultism and occultic deeds. The time you change all of this, that is when your positive hope in Allah is beneficial to you. And then at that time, استقبل بقية عمره بالخير والطاعة. He then faces the rest of his life with deeds of goodness and obedience to Allah. ثم حسن الظن. Then he begins to hope and wait for goodness, good treatment, good rewards, good recompense from Allah in this world and in the hereafter. The Imam said, Rahimahullah, فَهَذَا هُوَ حُسْنُ الظَّنِّ. This is one who is actually, rightly, positively thinking about Allah. This is when حُسْنُ الظَّنِّ is in its right place. Because at this time, you are upon good deeds. So you should not expect anything except good rewards. He said, Rahimahullah, والأول غرور. But as for thinking that, oh, you have good thoughts about Allah and you are upon sinfulness, you are upon drug addiction, you are upon trading upon riba, your business transactions contradicts the limits of Allah in the Quran and the injunctions of the Messenger in the Sunnah, And when you are called, you say, oh, I have positive hope in Allah. Inside this, your sinfulness, the Imam said, this is ghurur. This is deception. Wallahu al-musta'an. It is Allah alone that is absolutely the helper of individuals. Al-Imam ibn al-Qayyim continued and said, وَلَا تَسْتَطِلْ هَذَا الْفَصْلِ. Don't think that this discussion is too long. And you can see, rahimahullah, he brought about 38 ahadith to remind us that no, sinfulness is only followed with punishments. Allah said, مَنْ أَعْرَضُ عَنْ ذِكْرِي. The one who turns away from my injunctions and my reminders. What did he say I would do to him? فَإِنَّ لَهُ مَعِيشَةً دَنْكَ. What he will gain, لَهُ. What is for him, what he deserves, what is in his right is that he will have مَعِيشَةً دَنْكَ, a constricted life, a life that is full of problems and troubles. So you can see turning away from obedience to Allah. And then you are saying that, oh, you are hopeful. No. You are working for punishment. You are working for trouble. As we say today, Ikhwa, such a person is working towards Wahala in his life. So he said, Rahimahullah, bringing about 38 ahadith for us to understand that good deeds makes you be able to anticipate good rewards. As for evil deeds, and then you say you are anticipating good rewards when you are upon evil deeds, he says it is ghurur. He said, wala tastatil hadha al-fasl. Don't think that I am being too extensive in this discourse. فَإِنَّ الْحَاجَةَ إِلَيْهِ شَدِيدَةٌ لِكُلِّ أَحَدٍ. And that is because the reason I took it so long is that the necessity, the need for every person to understand this point and act as appropriate is a need that is very, very severe. Everybody has a severe need to understand this matter and act appropriately. You are upon zina, when you are cautious, say, may Allah assist us. Inshallah, I hope that. No, that one has no exchange, except that the person should make a tawbah, and then he should make a nadama, and then he should make al-itla', repent, regret, and stop the sin. So he said, but that you are upon this lifestyle and hoping for good rewards. He said, it is ghurur. He said, فَفَرْقٌ بَيْنَ حُسْنِ الظَّنِّ بِاللَّهِ وَبَيْنَ الْغِرَّةِ بِهِ. There is big difference between positively hoping and anticipating for goodness from Allah and then being nonchalant about Allah. The one upon sinfulness is nonchalant about Allah. The one who repents and turns towards goodness. Yes, this is the one. When he says he has husnul dhanni billah, we should accept his claim. So by way of warning us, he said, don't think that it's long. So ikhwa, don't think that 38 ahadith, yes. Because there is need for each and every one of us to understand it. The last hadith that we read is more threatening. Hadith number 31, when Al-Imam Ibn Al-Qayyim reported that hadith collected and mentioned it here. The hadith occurs in Sahih Muslim from the hadith of Abu Huraira. The first of them, the Prophet said, alayhi salatu wasalam, لك إن أول الناس يقضى فيه يوم القيامة ثلاثة. The first of the group of people who will be judged on the day of Qiyamah, there are three groups of people. The first of them is the one who got Shahada. استشهد رجل استشهد, a man sought to become a martyr in the path of Allah. He sought to become a shaheed from the shuhada, like Umar radiallahu anhu, who was a shaheed, was Uthman ibn Affan radiallahu anhu, was a shaheed, Hamza ibn Abdul Muttalib, the uncle of the Prophet Muhammad, was a shaheed. Mus'ab ibn Umair was a shaheed. All of these people died while fighting for the sake of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala on the battlefield. And this man behaved like them. He too went on a battlefield for jihad. But as their own intention was for Allah alone, his own intention was a different one. And this man, all that he wanted is that, like the Prophet said, alayhi salatu wasalam, it will be told to him on the day of Qiyamah, قَاتَلْتَ لِيُقَالَهُ وَجَرِيعًا. That's your fight in jihad. You only did it so that people will praise you and say you are jari, a very strong man, a very bold man. Ah, he has ability to fight a war. Meanwhile, your intention should be that لِيَقُوْ أَوْ لِتَكُونَ كَلِمَةُ اللَّهِ هِيَ الْعُلْيَا, that Allah's name, that Allah's rule should reign supreme. That should be the reason for your going for jihad. But the intention was bad. The sin that this person seeking is jihad, or this person seeking shahada, the problem that he had is the problem of niyyah, is the problem of intention. The deed is correct. How about when the intention is bad and the deed is bad? Like a person who is upon zina, or like a person who is upon alcohol. The intention is bad, the deed is bad. And when he is cautioned, you say, you are hoping for goodness from Allah without tawbah. That hope is hopelessness. It is self-deceit. Al-Imam Ma'ruf Al-Kerhi calls it stupidity. May Allah protect us. Like a young boy in a secondary school who has an exam to write. He goes on playing football, saying that he is hoping that the exam will be simple without preparing for the exams. That is absolute self-deceit. That one is clear to us. So the same thing, the one who is enmeshed in the life of sinfulness, and then when he is cautioned, he says, oh, it is step by step, it is gradual. Oh, he is walking progress. Walking progress inside sinfulness. You are walking progress inside sinfulness. Or you should make, and you should regret it and quickly make al-iqla'. Stop the sin. Don't say you are walking progress. Start the hijab. Start learning the Quran. Start waking up in the middle of the night. Start making your rawatib. Start it, start it. Don't say work in progress. Progress. And abandon the life of sinfulness. This is a person who went for jihad, but the intention was bad. His deed was good, but the intention was bad. The Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa alihi wa sallam, he mentioned that these group of people, they are awwalu man tusa'aru bihim an-nar yawm al-qiyamah. They are from the first group of people by which the fire will be made on the day of Qiyamah. The man wanted to become a martyr. But the intention is that so that people will be praising him and seeking popularity. The second person was a man. This one is very disturbing to the mind. رجل تعلم العلم وعلمه. A man who actually went out to study. العلم here is the deen. He went to study the deen. He went to study hadith. He went to study fiqh. He went to study usul. He went to study aqidah. He went to study da'wah. He went to study sharia. He learned the religion of Allah. وَعَلَّمَهُ. After that, he returned and he began to teach the people. وَقَرَأَ الْقُرْآنِ. He also studied the Quran. All the qira'ats. MashaAllah, Sheikh, Qari. They call him every name. Ustaz, Professor, Doctor. Fadila to Sheikh, Ustaz, Professor, Doctor. That's the title that he earned. Waqara al-Quran. In addition to all of these, he was a scholar of al-Qira'at. Fa'utiya bihi. This man will be presented on the day of Qiyamah. Fa'arrafahu ni'amahu fa'arrafaha. Allah will show him all the favors that he has enjoyed, the favors of knowledge, the favors of honor while on the earth. All the favors and the rewards for all those deeds that he had done. So Allah would ask to be asked, Ma amilta fiha. What did you do with all this knowledge that you acquired? Fadila to Sheikh Ustaz Doctor. May Allah protect all of us. So what did you do regarding the knowledge? He will say, Ta'allamtu fika al-ilma wa'allamtu. Oh Allah, Ta'allamtu fika al-ilm. The hadith, the tafsir, the fiqh, the lugha, the nahu sarf al-balagha, al-adab al-arabi that I learned, the sharia that I learned, the da'wah that I studied, the aqidah that I got involved in while I was studying, it was for your sake. Wa'allamtuhu. In fact, when I finished and acquired all the degrees, I returned home and I was a very well-known teacher. Everybody knew me. I was talking about knowledge everywhere and teaching the people. وَقَرَأْتُ فِيكَ الْقُرْآنِ. And when I studied the Quran, I was doing it for your sake. Allah will say, كَذَبْتِ. May Allah protect all of us. Do you see anybody teaching today, explaining Quran, explaining hadith, explaining fiqh, doctor, and al-fiqh al-muqaran, and all of these hadith, and all of that? Do you see anyone teaching anywhere? And then he is asked, why are you teaching? Except he said that he was doing it for the sake of Allah. Everybody will say it is for the sake of Allah. But Allah himself knows. Wallahu ya'lamu innahum lakadibun. Allah himself subhanahu wa ta'ala knows that they are liars. They also know that they are lying. So for the sake of Allah, everybody should watch the intention. Don't be like this. And you say you are anticipating good rewards with Allah. Fadila to Sheikh Ustaz Doctor. The intention is liyuqala huwa alimun. While you are learning and teaching, all your effort is that so that people can praise you. He was a sheikh. He was a scholar of hadith. He was a scholar of tafsir. Ah, mashallah. He was a da'i. He was da'iya. He was this, he was that. That was why you did all of what you did. وَقَرَأْتَ الْقُرْآنَ لِيُقَالَ هُوَ قَارِئٌ. And you are reading the Quran and studying day and night so that it will be said, ah, the qira'a of Ustaz Abdullah. Oh, the qira'a of Ustaz Muhammad. Oh, I don't think I've ever heard that kind of qira, so that you can be praised. That was the original and basic reason for doing what you are doing. For God kills. And they have already said it. You already gained what you wanted. So Ma'umira bihi, this sheikh, this ustaz, ikhwa, this doctor, this professor, and all the attributes people have been praising you with on the surface of the earth, you Umaru bihi, he will be commanded, the command will be given regarding him. فَصُحِبَ عَلَىٰ وَجْهِهِ حَتَّى أُلْكِيَ فِي النَّارِ. He will be dragged on his face until he will be hauled in the fire. Ikhwa, what was his evil? His niyya was bad, despite the fact that the deed was good. Ikhwa, it takes a long time before you become called Qari'ul Qur'an. How many years did you spend first memorizing the Qur'an? With the report of Hafsan Asim first. And then you begin to take up other riwayat and qira'at. You sit down with Ash-Shatibiyya, memorizing it verse by verse. You first learn the usul of every qira'ah. And then you come to make farshul huruf, bringing those usul, that qa'ida, bringing it upon every verse. It takes a lot of time. And then when you master it, for every qira'ah and riwayah of the Quran, you now sit down and begin to teach people. In all of these, your intention is liyuqalahu wa qari, so that people can praise you, that nobody reads Quran like you. If this is your intention, the time that husnul dhanni billah will profit you is when you make tawbah to Allah. Stop that bad intention. The intention is that you are teaching for the sake of Allah alone. You are not teaching to seek popularity. You are not teaching to show off. May Allah protect us from this. So this man will be dragged on his face into Jahannam. The third one is the one spending all that he had. يُنْفِقُ مَالَهُ. And Allah had given him mal. The Prophet said, أَعْطَاهُ مِنْ أَصْنَافِ الْمَالِ كُلِّهِ. أَعْطَاهُ. Allah gave him مِنْ أَصْنَافِ الْمَالِ كُلِّهِ. All the various forms of wealth Allah gave him. And he's spending those money on things that we say that it is for the sake of Allah. He was building masajid. He was building madaris. He was doing all of these. Will we not say it's for the sake of Allah? Because they were things that Allah likes, but his intention destroyed all of it. So let us be careful, ikhwa. May Allah protect and forgive all of us. If you are upon sinfulness, stop it. Why? Sinfulness invites punishment. Don't be upon sinfulness. And you are saying that you are hoping for mercy from Allah. The one who truly hopes and anticipates is the one who actually repents and changes for better. Aha! You now say, I'm hoping for goodness from Allah. Yes, you are entitled. You can say that. You are in the place. You are right. You are okay. Yes, I'm hoping for goodness from Allah. But when you are upon sinfulness, have you forgotten that the reward for sinfulness is hardship and difficulty? So while explaining the hadith of the three groups of people, the one who sought shahada, and then al-alim and al-qari together, and then the third group of people, the one al-munfiqu fi sabilillah, the one who is spending upon things that we will say Allah likes. Al-Imam Ibn al-Qayyim continued and said, وَسَمِيتُ شَيْخُ الْإِسْلَامِ يَقُولُ. I had Shaykh al-Islam, our Shaykh, that is Al-Imam Ibn Taymiyyah. I heard him saying that, كما أن خير الناس الأنبياء. Just like the best of the people were the prophets of Allah. فشر الناس من تشبه بهم من الكذابين. The worst amongst the people are those who behave like them, but they are liars. They are ardent liars. How is he behaving like them? وَدَّعَ أَنَّهُ مِنْهُمْ. Is claiming to be upon the way of the prophets. وَلَيْسَ مِنْهُمْ. But he is not upon their way. How? The Anbiya and the Rusul teach knowledge. They spread knowledge. They read the book of Allah to their people. They explain halal and haram for the sake of Allah, so that Allah's laws become what people live upon. Do we not hear that many times the Anbiya would say, وَمَا أُرِيدُ أَنْ أُخَالِفَكُمْ إِلَى مَا أَنْهَاكُمْ عَنْهُ. It was a very common thing in Surah Tuhud. I'm not saying don't do shirk, and then me, I'm upon shirk. No. I'm not saying don't do zina, and the man is upon zina. No. What I say don't do, I'm not doing it too. And I am doing this for the sake of Allah. Many times the Anbiya will say to the people, I'm not expecting any rewards from you. In ajriya illa ala alladhi faqarani. In ajriya illa ala Allahi. Kul ma sa'altukum min ajri fahuwa lakum. When I say bring, so that I can give you back. If you bring sadaqah, I can distribute it amongst your types. As for my rewards, it is with Allah. These show that the Anbiya and the Rusul were upon complete ikhlas. They are not making da'wah so that the da'wah becomes a means of making money. That was the sole aim. Or that so that people can be praising them. Ya Sheikh, mashallah, akramakumullah. And then they'll be dragged into Jahannam. No. The Anbiya and the Rusul were sincere. They were people of ikhlas. So if you are behaving like them, spreading knowledge, that's one thing remaining. How about your ikhlas? Brother, check that thing they call ikhlas. Check it regularly. It can be straight in the first 5 minutes, and then it bends in the next 5 minutes. It changes like anything. That mind from away from ikhlas, it changes so fastly. May Allah protect all of you. You can start well and the matter goes bad. So ikhlas is something we check by the moment. As we are in this class, check your own. What is your intention? You doing the class, check your own. What is your intention? Is it so that people can understand the religion of Allah for the sake of Allah alone? Or it's about popularity seeking and showing off, so that they can call you Sheu, Ustaz, Doctor. What is your intention? May Allah protect all of us. Sayyidina al-Qayyim said, Rahimahullah, that Samitu Shaykh al-Islam, I heard Shaykh al-Islam, Ibn Taymiyyah, Yaqul, saying that, Kama anna khayru an-nasi al-anbiya, just like the best of the people are the prophets of Allah, فَشَرُّ النَّاسِ مَنْ تَشَبَّهَ بِهِمْ مِنَ الْكَذَّابِينَ. The worst of the people are those who, in the face of the people, they are behaving like Anbiya and Rusul. وَدَّعَ أَنَّهُ مِنْهُمْ. He's claiming that is upon manhaju salafi, manhaju salafi. وَلَيْسَ مِنْهُمْ. Or is a liar. All that he's doing is just to gain popularity. He feels that thing, hey, Ma'amun, for manhaju salafi, we attract the attention of the people towards himself. So he can get popular and show off by saying that. So he said, Rahimahullah, for khayru nas min ba'dihim al-ulama. So likewise, the best of the people after the prophets are the scholars. were shuhada, and the martyrs who die on the battlefield for the sake of Allah. Wal mutasaddiqun al mukhlisun, and those who give sadaqah sincerely, these are the best people. After the prophets of Allah, the best people are our scholars. Wa shuhada, they are the martyrs who die on the battlefield of jihad. Wal mutasaddiqun, and those who give sadaqah. In all of these, they are what? Mukhlisun. Wa sharru nas, on the other side of the coin, the worst of the people is man tashabbaha bihim, the one who behaves like a scholar. He goes about learning. After that, he sits down teaching. Or the shaheed, he prepares and goes for jihad. Fi sabilillah. Everybody say, mashallah, mashallah. Wal mutafaddiqun, as they are contributing money to build mosques, to build school, madrasa, so that Kotunjaya is also contributing. But may Allah protect us. Yuhimu annahu minhum wa laysa minhum. He is showing to the world that he is doing the way scholars should do. He learnt as scholars learnt. He is teaching as scholars are teaching. He went to the battle as the martyr went. He's also giving as everybody is giving. Behaving like that, truly. But he's not part of them. وَإِنَّمَا قَصْدُهُ غَيْرُ قَصْدِهِمْ إِنَّمَا قَصْدُهُ غَيْرُ قَصْدِهِمْ. His own intention is different from the intention of the scholars. The true ulama, their own intention is that they should spread the religion of Allah for the sake of Allah. The shuhada, their own intention is they should fight for the sake of Allah, on the path of Allah. Al-mutasaddiqun, they should give sadaqah for the sake of Allah alone, so that the cause of Allah can proceed and advance. Yes, he too did those things, but his own intentions are different. His own intentions are different. What did he want for him? What was in his mind was hubbu sana. He said, innama qasduhu gayru qasdihim. His own intention is different from the intention of scholars and martyrs and charity givers. So, min al qala, regarding what he spreads, wahubbis sana, all that he wants is he loves to be praised. When you praise him, you say, mashallah, wal madh. You praise him and sing his encomium. Warriya wa sum'a. All that he wanted was a riya. He wanted show off. Was sum'ati. He wanted popularity. He said, wahada huwa al-ghalibu ala nas. This is the one that is most preponderant amongst the people, ikhwa. This is the most common thing. It means if you put 10 scholars on the ground, maybe only one or two or three are sincere. Ikhwa, when I read this statement, it was very shocking. If you put 5 people who want to die in jihad, maybe only 2 or 3 actually have this ikhlas for the sake of Allah. Maybe if you put down 5, 10 people who are contributing money, who are doing sadaqah, give for the poor, setting up foundations, maybe only 1 or 2 or 3 are sincere for the sake of Allah. Otherwise, what is common amongst the people is hubbu thana, the love of praise, wal madh and encomium, wal riya, show off, was sum'a, popularity seeking. Ibn Taymiyyah said, rahimahullah, wa hadha huwa al ghalibu ala nas. إِلَّا مَنْ عَصَمَهُ اللَّهُ. This is what is common amongst the people. إِلَّا مَنْ عَصَمَهُ اللَّهُ. Except that those are Allah himself has protected. The bulk of the scholars, the bulk of the martyrs, and the bulk of those who are giving sadaqah, the bulk of them are doing it for things other than for the sake of Allah. May Allah forgive all of us. He said, Kama ruya fil hadith. Just as it has been reported in a hadith that the Prophet said, sallallahu alayhi wa alihi wa sallam, that aksaru munafiqi hadhihi umma, aksaru munafiqi hadhihi al-umma, the majority of the hypocrites in this umma, aksaru munafiqi hadhihi al-ummati qurra'uha, the bulk of the hypocrites. How are they hypocrites? They are reading the Quran, but the intention is so that they can be praised. Qurra'uha, reciters. Yes. The overall of it is so that ليقاله قارئ. Ah, mashallah, this qira'ah. I like to mention a point here, ikhwa, without intending to insult anybody. Many times people who prepare for Quranic competitions will fall into this category, because many times the intention behind trying to perfect the Quran while they are planning and training, getting ready, is just to be called first and second. So intention becomes bad so easily with all these so-called Quran competitions. The intentions become so bad easily. Who won the hajj seats? Who won a car? Who won this? Who won that? Became the intention. I have heard it many times while I was in the north, that some people even make sihr when they go for Quranic competition. You can imagine this. You are making sihr, which is kufur, to be able to come up first in a competition of Quran. So what was the intention of going for that competition? You call a qari'un so that people can say, hey, this is mashallah, he's representing so-so state. He's going to win 10 million. Allahu Akbar, that is all. These kinds of people, they are the first amongst the group of people by which the fire will be kindled on the day of Qiyam. So you say, yes, the Quran, it is reading Quran, yes. But the intention is bad. And that will bring about that severe punishment. The Prophet said, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, that aksaru munafiki hadhihi al-ummati qura'uha, the bulk of the hypocrites in this ummah are the reciters of the Quran. Why? Those who read the Quran, but the intention is bad. The intention is nothing but show off. So these days you see young boys, 5, 6, 7, 8, 10, they take the qira'ah of Sheikh Mahmoud Khalil al-Husayn Abi. They start reading one surah, maybe Surah al-Maryam or Surah al-Isra. They record it. They are reading it with one single voice. This is not lawful in our religion, Islam, except during teaching. It is part of Zikru al-Jama'i, the Sotin Wahid. It is bid'ah. Ikhwa, Zikru al-Jama'i, the Sotin Wahid, is an innovation. Collective gathering, doing Zikr. La ilaha illallah, like this, with one single voice, everybody, is an innovation. The Quran should not be read like that. You can see women gather like 50, 20, they are just reading. All of them have already perfected their reading. If it is a reading in class after the teacher, Bismillahirrahmanirrahim, everybody reads after him. This is something else. Al-Imam al-Shafi'i explained this that I'm saying. Al-Imam al-Nawawi cited it in Kitab al-Azkar while he was discussing this matter. That if it was that the Sheikh is reading, the students are reading after the Sheikh. Naam. So until people perfect it, when you perfect it. Everybody read their own. But these TikTok readings people are doing now, this Facebook social media reading people are doing now, everybody needs to investigate their ikhlas, their intention. Wallahi, if it is not for the sake of Allah, you will regret that you did it. If it is not for the sake of Allah, you will regret that you did it. And if it is a recitation of innovation, you will regret that you do it on the day of Qiyamah. فَمَنْ تَشَبَّهَ بِالْأَنْبِيَاءِ فِي الْأَعْمَالِ الظَّاهِرَةِ So anyone who behaves like the prophets of Allah in his learning and spreading knowledge, in his fighting jihad, and in his spending his resources, these physical deeds, تَشَبَّهَ بِالْأَنْبِيَاءِ فِي الْأَعْمَالِ الظَّاهِرَةِ You behave you, as the prophet did, you did it. مع فساد القصد والنية باطنا despite the fact that in addition to his own aim and intention are bad كان ممن يسحب على وجهه إلى النار let that person be prepared he will be amongst those who will be dragged on their faces into Jahannam فإن عمله Because that's his good deed that we have seen. That's his Qira'atul Qur'an. That's his teaching of Qur'an, teaching tafsir. That's his fighting on the battlefield. Oh, that's his giving sadaqah. لَيْسَ لَهُ نَتِيجَةٌ وَلَا غَايَةٌ مَحْمُودَ It does not have any reward or ultimate objective that we can be praising. لَوْ أَنْفَقَ مَا أَنْفَقَ If he spent whatever he spent, وَتَعَلَّمَ مِنَ الْإِلْمِ مَا عَصَاهُ أَنْ يَتَعَلَّمَ And he learned from knowledge what is possible that he actually learned from knowledge. وَكَسَرَ عَصَى كِرَ الْكُفَّارِ And then he killed a lot of, he broke the bones of kufar. كَسَرَ عَصَى كِرَ He broke the ranks of the army, the askari, the jamu of askari is what? Asakir. We remember the Imam, Al-Imam Hibatullah Abu al-Qasim, Ibn Asakir. So Ibn Asakir, the meaning of Asakir is the jamu of what? Askari. So Kasara Asakir al-Kufar. He fought and broke the ranks of the army of the kuffar. فَإِنَّ اللَّهَ لَا يَقْبَلُ مِنَ الْعُلُومِ وَالْأَعْمَالِ إِلَّا مَا كَانَ لَهُ خَالِصًا Let him be aware that إِنَّ اللَّهَ لَا يَقْبَلُ مِنَ الْعُلُومِ Allah is not interested in your being a muhaddith. Allah is not interested in your being a faqih. Allah is not interested in your being a very strong man who fought part in a lot of battle. Wal a'mal, you are doing a lot of good deeds. Illa ma kana lahu khalisa. Except those deeds that are entirely, completely for his sake. So ikhwa, when you wear hijab as a woman, don't forget it is for the sake of Allah. When you obey your husband as a woman, It was ibadah you are making. When you are responsible in your home as a husband, it is ibadah, it must be for Allah alone. When you go teaching knowledge, ikhwah, it must be for the sake of Allah alone. Not for popularity seeking. Not for self-praise. Not for self-amazement. Not for show off. Because all of these, like Al-Imam Ibn Taymiyyah said, Rahimahullah, مَنْ تَشَبَّهَ بِالْأَنْبِيَاءِ فِي الْأَعْمَالِ الظَّاهِرَةِ Anyone who behaves like the Anbiya in these apparent good deeds, مَعَ فَصَادِ الْقَصْدِ وَالنِّيَّةِ بَاطِنًا That's like the fact that his own intention and aim are bad inside him. كَانَ مِمَّنْ يُسْحَبُ عَلَى وَجْهِهِ إِلَى النَّارِ Take notice. The good deed does not change that thing. No. the intention was bad. كَانَ مِمَّنْ يُسْحَبُ عَلَى وَجْهِهِ إِلَى النَّارِ. Let such a person prepare. He will be dragged on his face into Jahannam on the day of Qiyamah. May Allah protect all of us. فَمَنْ تَشَبَّهَ بِالْأَنْبِيَاءِ فِي الْأَعْمَالِ الظَّاهِرَةِ مَعَ فَسَادِ الْقَصْدِ وَالنِّيَّةِ بَاطِنًا كَانَ مِمَّنْ يُسْحَبُ عَلَى وَجْهِهِ إِلَى النَّارِ. إخوة, I kept on reading this. May Allah protect all of us. مَنْ تَشَبَّهَ بِالْأَنْبِيَاءِ فِي الْأَعْمَالِ الظَّاهِرَةِ. No matter how good that thing you are doing is, in terms of it being a good deed, that's nafila, that's dua, that's sadaqah you are doing, that jihad you are fighting fi sabilillah, that book you are reading, teaching, make sure that there is no fasadul qasdi wa niyya inside you. Make sure that your intention is for the sake of Allah. Make sure that the aim, the goal is for the sake of Allah. Because if not so, كَانَ مِمَّنْ يُسْحَبُ عَلَى وَجْهِهِ إِلَى النَّارِ. Such a person will be punished by his face being dragged on the ground into the fire on the day of Qiyamah. Why? فَإِنَّ اللَّهَ لَا يَقْبَلُ مِنَ الْعُلُومِ وَالْأَعْمَالِ إِلَّا مَا كَانَ لَهُ خَالِصًا. Because Allah does not accept any branch of knowledge or any deed, except if that deed is done for his sake alone. This brings to mind a verse in Surah Hud. Allah said, "Man kana yuridu al-hayat al-dunya wa zinataha, nuwafi ilayhim amalahum fiha, wa hum fiha la yubkhasun. Ulaika al-lazina laysa lahum fi al-akhirati illa al-nar. وَحَبِطَ مَا صَنَعُوا فِيهَا وَبَاطِلُ مَا كَانُوا يَعْمَلُونَ. مَنْ كَانَ يُرِيدُ الْحَيَاةَ الدُّنْيَا وَزِينَتَهَا. The one whose intention regarding his good deeds is just about الْحَيَاةُ الدُّنْيَا. How much did I make? How much popularity did I get? Was I able to show off properly? So now, how have people recognized me in the society? Have they known my words? This was your intention. These were the things that engulf your mind as we are doing those good deeds. Allah said, "Nuwafi ilayhim amalahum fiha." That's your burden. No problem. You want recognition? We'll give you. You want recognition? You want popularity? Don't worry, we will give you. Nuwafi ilayhim. We will give you completely as you have sought it. وَهُمْ فِيهَا لَيْبُخَصُ. We will not reduce it. As much energy as you place in, don't worry, we will give you what is appropriate in the popularity you are seeking, in the showing of you are seeking. People will call you the name you want them to call you. You want to be called professor, ustaz, doctor, hadith? Yes, they will call you. They will praise you. You will get everything. But ulaika laysa lahum fil akhirati. This group of people, laysa lahum fil akhirati illa nar. They do not deserve and they will not get anything in the day of Qiyamah except Jahannam. May Allah protect us from all of these. So it is the duty of every one of us to always check his intention. Ikhlas is very, very important. Very important. Without it, the salat is useless. It will even be a means of punishment without ikhlas. So you can see how ikhlas is so important. No matter the deed, once the intention is bad, forget it. So how about when the intention is bad, the deed is bad? Somebody is upon a river. The deed is bad. The intention cannot be good. So our intentions must be good. And our actions must also be love. Then we can quickly read the next hadith that follows. Ibn al-Qayyim said, وَفِي صحيح البخاري اتأكد ان صحيح البخاري من حديث ابي هريره from the hadith of Abu Huraira رضي الله عنه عن النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم from the Prophet Muhammad عليه الصلاة والسلام that the Prophet said من كانت عنده لأخيه مظلمة في مال أو إرض فليأته فليستحلها منه قبل أن يؤخذ وليس عنده دينار ولا درهم وإن كانت له حسنات أخذ من حسناته فأعطيها هذا وإلا أخذ من سيئات هذا فطرحت عليه ثم طرح في النار. This hadith is also to make us understand that sinfulness has evil repercussions. Ikhwa, Ibn al-Qayyim said, we should not think that, oh, we are saying too much regarding this matter. Rahimahullah. He said, don't think this matter is, it requires serious attention by everybody. What is that? He said, la tastaqil hadha al-fasl. Don't think that I'm saying this thing too much. Oh, we are hoping for good rewards with Allah and your deeds are sinful deeds. Let us hear another one. The Prophet said, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, man kanat indahu li akhihi mazlamatun fi malin aw irdin. Anyone who has with his brother mazlamatun, something wrongfully taken away from him, he has it with him, fi malin, regarding his wealth, you wrongfully took some money away from your brother, or his shoe, or his clothes, or a right that belongs to him, you usurped it, and that thing is regarding his wealth, aw irdin, or his honor. You went behind him, you are backbiting him. You went behind him, you destroyed his honor. You called him names that he is not, or you were destroying her honor. Yes, sometimes these matters come between husband and wife. The wife takes unlawfully the wealth of her husband. Or the other way around, the husband goes about speaking evil regarding his wife. It is mazlama regarding her ird. And if it is the other way around too, it is mazlama regarding his ird. May Allah protect all of us. If you unlawfully, unjustly treat your brother regarding his wealth or regarding his honor, فَلْيَأْتِهِ فَلْيَسْتَحِلَّهَا مِنْهُ. Go and meet that brother. فَلْيَسْتَحِلَّهَا مِنْهُ. So that you resolve this matter with him. How? The scholars say in two ways. بِطَلَبِ الْعَفْوِ. By apologizing and saying that he should pardon you. أَوْ بِرَدِّ الْحَقِّ إِلَى صَاحِبِهِ. Or by returning the rights to the owners of their rights. Ikhwa, the point here is, if you are a Yahoo boy, go and return the money. If you stole people's money, return the money. If you stole government money, return the money. You are given a job, you stole the money in it, return it. A wife who is satisfied by her husband, all her basic needs, no faults yet, she still steals the money, things belonging to the husband. Return it. The husband usurping and stealing the money belonging to his wife. Return it. Return the rights of the people to them. فَلْيَأْتِهِ فَلْيَسْتَحِلَّهَا مِنْهُ. Go and seek redress from that brother now. And if it is regarding his honor, you had slandered him, you had disgraced him, you had insulted him, you rubbished him on the earth, go and ask for his pardon. The Prophet said, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, He said, قَبْلَ أَنْ يُوْخَذَ وَلَيْسَ عِنْدَهُ دِينَارٌ وَلَا دِرْهَمٌ. So that before you are held responsible يَوْمَ الْقِيَامَةِ, on the day of judgment, when لَيْسَ عِنْدَهُ دِينَارٌ وَلَا دِرْهَمٌ, when there is no money to pay back, if it is about money, when there is no gold coin or silver coin to spend, so I will give him the money back. Give him now, before the day of Qiyamah. Because if on the day of Qiyamah you come and he's asked, where is my money? Oh, where is my honor that you disgraced? Why did you disgrace me? Why did you abuse me? Why did you slander me? Why did you spread evil regarding me? So all those people making videos, TikTok, WhatsApp posting, social media posting, disgracing people, my friend, go and stop it. Oh. Go and repent. Insulting the people, doing breaking news with people's honor, spreading evil regarding them upon lies, spreading evil regarding government upon a lie. My dear brother, go and stop it before on the day of Qiyamah, when you will not have the opportunity to redress the matter. What will happen on that day is that فَإِنْ كَانَتْ لَهُ حَسَنَاتٍ, if it happens that you have good deeds, أُخِذَ مِنْ حَسَنَاتِهِ, that person, it will be take your good deed, it will be taken from his good deeds. فَأُعْطِيَهَا هَذَا, that man that you are insulting, your good deeds will be given to him. That woman that you are insulting and slandering, don't worry. If you have good deeds, if at all you have, in kanat lahu, if that one who is backbiting and slandering and spreading evil about people, if he has good deeds, ukhidha minhu, it will be taken from his asanat, fa'utiyaha hadha, and it will be given to this person that he had slandered, that he had backbiting, that he had disgraced. Wa'illa, if not for that, if not for his good deeds, if he does not have good deeds, ukhidha min sayyi'ati hadha, the sins of that person you are disgracing and insulting will be taken. Fa'turihat alayhi, it will be hauled upon you. Thumma turiha fi an-nar, and that person will be pushed and shoved into Jahannam. So that your slandering, that insult, that TikTok message you are making, that Instagram, that Telegram message, that WhatsApp status you are doing to disgrace people and spread evil about them, or that money that you are taking to cheat the people in business transactions, and you usurp the money that does not belong to you, don't worry. You pay it back in kana laka hasanat. If you have good deeds on the day of Qiyamah, أُخِذَ مِنْ حَسَنَاتِهِ, your good deeds will be taken. فَأُعْتِيَهَا هَذَا, and they will be given to that person that you have cheated. وَإِلَّا, and if you don't have good deeds, don't worry. أُخِذَ مِنْ سَيِّئَاتِ هَذَا, the sins that the other person had committed. I remember a brother once said that on the day of Qiyamah, he thinks that many politicians in Nigeria will be free. I was surprised. That was Dr. Mustafa, the UAE, or Oloko. He said he's thinking that many politicians will be free on the day of Qiyamah. I said, why? He said there are usually people backbite them and slander them. There are some of them, people exaggerate the sins that they commit. So they go about backbiting and slandering them. So as he spoke, I was remembering the scholars, how much people backbite and slander scholars. Leave politicians alone. How much people backbite and slander, disgrace, destroy people's honor behind them. Don't worry. If you have good deeds, your goods will be given to them. Otherwise, the prophet says, فَلْيَأْتِهِ فَلْيَسْتَحِلَّهَا مِنْهُ, go to him now, go and resolve the matter now. If it is about money, return his money to him. If it is about honor, apologize to him. Go and sort it out now, before the day of Kiyama, when there will be no money to pay for libel. What you will use to pay for your evil deed is your good deeds, your salat, your zakat. Talibul ilmi, disgracing and insulting people about, don't worry. That's your talibul ilm, all the rewards will be taken. That is if your talibul ilmi is for the sake of Allah. As we just read, you have rewards from it. It will be given to that man. But if your talibul ilm is not a problem, it's not a for the sake of Allah, it's already a problem to you yourself. The sins of the other man will be added to your own. The Prophet said, alayhi salatu wasalam, summa turiha fi nar. First person will then be hauled and thrown into Jahannam. The importance of all of these, ayyuhal ikhwa, is that what pays a man is what at tawbah wa nadama wal ikhla' an zamb. Tawbah, 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 repent. Everybody should go back, as I always say, to the drawing boards. Check your activities, check yourself, check your life. What you need to adjust, adjust it immediately. Don't say you are hoping the mercy of Allah and your life is a life that is based upon sinfulness. Go and stop it. Many women disobedient to their husbands, very, 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 very aggressive, arrogant. Many men are also aggressive and arrogant. Children who don't listen to their parents, aggressive towards them. Brothers practicing sihr because they want a job, because they want a place in the office, because they want a contract. All of these. Brothers making sihr because they want child custody. Women making sihr because they want to marry a man. All these kinds of things. Ikhwa, go and make tawbah. May Allah protect all of us and forgive all of us. Abu Abdurrahman.
Salawatu alaykum ya Sheikh Ali.
Ameen, ameen, wa iyyakum.
The first question is, assalamu alaykum, may Allah preserve our faith upon goodness. As a staff under an establishment teaching plan, the intention at the initial stage is to teach people, but along the line, the establishment check on staff to see who is diligent with the work, and we all aspire to be at the front, to be praised and to become a role model for others. Is that against the class? Jazakumullah khair.
Ameen. Wa antum fa jazakumullah khair. This is one of the problems with ikhlas and riya. The line is very thin. The line between ikhlas and riya is what? Very thin line. It makes ikhlas very difficult. And it makes you fall into riya easily. Why? The line is thin. You'll be inside riya thinking that you're upon ikhlas. And sometimes too, you're upon ikhlas, but it will be appearing as if it is a riya. It's a very thin line. If you are teaching Quran, yes, you are teaching Quran for the sake of Allah. The salary we obtain, the ulama say, don't think that you are obtaining the pay for what you are doing. No, you are just getting some money to survive. Keep it in mind, if you are teaching Quran or anything in the Sharia, don't think that the job you are doing, the pay is for the job. No, you are just getting something to be able to survive. Please keep this in mind as a teacher. You are teaching Hadith, Fiqh, Nahu, Quran, and they give you some money in it. Al-Imam Ahmad ibn Hanbal, he said it is better than begging. So keep it in mind that the money you are giving because you are teaching Quran is just money so that you can survive. That's why many scholars who spoke about this, they say, keep it in mind too, that I'm not teaching the Quran, I'm collecting money. Because it is one of the things the Prophet said about the Quran, the last days.
some people will come, يقرؤون القرآن ويسألون الناس به. They will be reading the Quran and they'll be using it as a means to make demands from people. Their reading of the Quran is the means what they are trading by barter. This hadith, Al-Imam Muhammad Nasiruddin Al-Albani mentions it Hassan in Silsilatul Ahadith Sahiha. So but do also keep your mind, as you teach Quran, they pay you. They are just giving you some money to survive, to be able to do the job. They are not giving you an reward, like an opposite pay that is commensurate with the job that you are doing. No. You too paying the teachers teaching you Quran. Keep it in mind. You are just giving them some money to be able to survive. So this is the beginning of that job. We are teaching Quran. The money they give us, we are just collecting it for survive. They are not actually paying us for Quran. Now, in the class, they want us to do well. Those who do well, they are honored. Yes, the Quran told us, فَاسْتَبِكُ الْخَيْرَاتِ سَارِئُوا إِلَى مَغْفِرَةِ مِنْ رَبِّكُمْ وَجَنَّةٍ. So we are encouraged to, yes, struggle, make good efforts, and all of these are trying to be better than everybody, trying to teach well. Keep it in mind too as you are doing this. You are not teaching your students well because you want to be praised. If you are teaching your students well so that they can praise you, that is riya. The reason you are teaching them so that they can praise you, that is riya. If the reason is that so that they can know it well, that is appropriate. You are teaching them well, making efforts to teach them well, so that the children can know it. You will be happy that your students know it. Then that is from good deeds. Of course, for the sake of Allah, you want the children to know it well. Not just because, oh, if I teach well, they will give me a prize and praise me. Don't forget, basically, the children have a right to be taught well as a teacher. One of the rights, one of the amanat on the head of teachers is that they teach students well. So whether with or without an encouragement, you have a duty to teach your students well. So don't be beguiled. Don't be deceived. That, oh, the reason you are teaching the students well is because you want to win the prize and be praised. No. If this is the intention, it is not a classroom. If the reason why you are struggling so that they can praise me, you are destroying that good thing. If the intention is so that the students can know it well, if they praise me, if they don't praise me, no problem. The ulama usually say that you will not be able to attain ikhlas until both praise and blame are the same to us upon good deeds. Don't forget, when you are doing a good deed, if you praise me, if you don't praise me, at this stage, you're upon ikhlas. You're upon ikhlas. If you're upon good deeds, and whether they praise you or not, you still continue. This is the one that is ikhlas. If they don't praise you, you will not continue. Ah, it is for the sake of the praise. So with this yardstick, you can judge it by yourself. Nobody judges ikhlas for the next person. You can judge it by yourself. If they praise you, you will do it well. If they don't praise you, you will not do it well. Then it is not ikhlas. Whether they praise you for teaching well or not, I will teach well. Aha, this is the class. If you like, praise me. If you like, don't praise me. I will do my job well. This is mukhlis. But if they don't praise me, if they remove the prize now, you stop teaching the children well. Ah, you are not a mukhlis. So I hope that it is clear. When that praise determines what you do, whether you do well or not, you are removing the class. But whether they praise you or they don't praise you, you will do well according to your ability, then that is the class. I hope that it is clear about the I mean, when you are
So if what is the day, today is a working day and the time is already far spent.
Amin wa fikum barakallahu abdu rahman. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.
Wa alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.